You know, it's okay to feel bad thoughts. It's okay to say I'm not okay. It's okay to be sad sometimes. It's okay to cry sometimes. It's actually a form of release. But staying there is a choice. Okay, so staying at that low vibration is a choice. And once we realize that our emotions don't control us, we control our emotions because we can control our thoughts, then that's when we come back into our power, which is really, in turn, the God in us. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Nigel Jamal. Welcome to Elevated Toes Radio, the podcast that gets high when they go low. Now, to reiterate on what that means, our little catchphrase, it means that when things get tough and obstacles stand in our way, people do things that are lower vibrational, we as a collective and as a elevated individual, high frequency individual, we take the high road. We, instead of going to that level, we rise above the obstacles, the things in our way, the people, and the negativity. Negative vibrations are lower on the scale. Positive vibrations are higher on the scale. And we take the high road when they go low. So, it's been a while. I understand it has. It has since we last connected. And, you know, I have to fill my cup in order to pour for you guys and in order to provide the most value that I could possibly provide in order to give you guys the best content, the highest quality content that I'm able to create. I have to make sure that everything on my end is taken care of and that I'm practicing what I preach before I go ahead and speak it, you know. So speaking of value and speaking of practicing what I preach, I'm about to give you guys and gals a couple things to help you today. So stay tuned for this entire episode to get some amazing tips and maybe like life hacks, business hacks, whatever you want to call them, to help you elevate your game and elevate your vibration and also elevate your knowledge, elevate your skills. You know, this episode, we'll call it skills. And, you know, through your skills is how you provide value. Through our skills, that's exactly how we provide value. So let me go ahead and find this real quick for y'all. A little something that I put together. And it goes a little something like this. So to me, a skill is broken down into an acronym. A skill stands for seeker of knowledge, invention, leadership, and learning. So if you have a skill and you're working on crafting that skill and you're working on getting better at what you do with that particular skill, then you're a seeker of knowledge, invention, leadership, and learning. So we'll break that down. A seeker is a person who seeks information. You know, seek and you shall find. Knowledge is things that we're trying to learn and we're striving to fill into our mental capacity as we continue to seek and elevate our game. Invention is what we create whenever we pull down the forces of heaven into our creative projects, whether it's writing, speaking, cooking, producing, managing, organizing. You know, it has to start at the level of thought, and then it becomes a physical, tangible thing. So thoughts become things. Next is leadership. So you want to be able to lead in your field. You want to be able to be the best that, well, you know, everyone has their own goals. But if you are crafting your skill, then I would imagine that you're working to get better and better to working to improve every single time you work on that craft or you get into the booth or get into the studio or get into somewhere where you're creating. You want to improve. And leaders create other leaders. you know. So that's the leadership part of this. And then learning is the final L, or the final letter in this acronym here. Skill. Seekers of knowledge, invention, leadership, and learning. Learning is a never-ending journey. Learning never stops. You know, there's so much information out there, and the more you know, the more you start to realize the more you don't know. And that's just the paradox of it. It's a never-ending, infinite loop of knowledge. So I want to give you guys a couple things that you can do in this day and age that that help you to elevate your game, elevate your craft, and elevate your lifestyle, and elevate your mindset, and elevate your consciousness all together. Yes, yes, all together. A lot of big names and gurus and motivational speakers say things like, you know, you want to give value to your audience. You want to provide the most value. You want to be able to make someone better than they were before they listened to your episode, better after listening to it, right? So when all these gurus and the motivational speakers and the big names say value, that's all they say. You know, I started to hear the word value so much over the past 5 years, I would say, and it's in all different kinds of content. You know, value, 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 value. So I said to myself, what is value? You know, I would like to break that down and find out what value actually is, because it's being brought up so much that I figure, why not define it? And why not start to talk about it? Why not give you guys some value after, you know, waiting this long? Whoever are our dedicated listeners out there, they've probably been missing this podcast. And so I wanted to make sure that we give you guys some juice, give you guys some sauce, give you guys some oomph, some moxie, you know, that you can take with you. And no matter when you listen to this episode, it'll provide you the most value, you know. Yeah, so value, as far as the dictionary is concerned, is the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Another definition of it is a person's principles or standards of behavior, one's judgment of what is important in life. So I've heard a quote throughout the years that I like to share. You probably heard this one. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, value is relative. Value is subjective to the person. Everybody values different things. Someone might value, you know, having a lot of money. And another person might value having a lot of relationships. And another person might value being able to work on their own time and freedom. And another person might value a job and stability. So value is very relative to the person. But you know how we do. We break things down and we really get to the nuts and bolts of things here. So I want to give you guys some tools that you'll be able to use and take with you to elevate your game. You know, elevate others so that way we can all elevate and be in this Elevated Toes community. You know how it goes. So, like I said, value is relative. Value is very subjective to the person. And, you know, we got to start by asking the important questions. What is valuable to you? Do you value passive income? You know, do you value success? Do you value abundance? What is it you're looking for? Do you value a new book to read? Do you value how to elevate your vibration? Are you looking for new ways to express gratitude? Are you looking to do it more often? Are you looking for more joy in your life? Are you looking for more things to be grateful for? Are you looking for more love? Are you looking for more money, a higher income, new job? What is it you seek? More friends, more relationships, more opportunities. What is it that you truly value? What is it that you're looking for? You know, and you in this world have to be cognizant of what you put into your brain and what you put into your mind and what you imprint in your subconscious. Because if you don't condition your mind, then the world will condition it for you. So I say that again, if you don't condition your mind, then the world will condition it for you through all these different facades of propaganda, through billboards and ads and, you know, sponsored ads and different posts and, you know, the radio, the news, the television, television, movies, Netflix, popular discussion, all the latest apps, all the latest videos, the challenges, the viral dances, and the music. They all leave impressions on our subconscious and impressions on our thought patterns and our conditioning. And like I said, if you don't condition your mind, then the world will condition it for you. So if you would like to elevate your vibration and maybe take control of what you put in, so that way you can be in control of what you put out, because the way we are inside is reflects on the outside. So our outside world reflects what's going on inside. You've heard us say that before in this podcast, but I'll say it again. Our outside world reflects our inside world. So, man, it feels good to be behind this mic again, but I just wanted to say that, guys. You know, this is a one-take deal here, and we're just going to give it to you raw, just like this, and right back into it. So if you guys want to elevate your game and condition your mind, take control of your thought patterns, take control of your subconscious mind, which is actually your heart. You know, they say where your heart is, there will you find your treasure also. So your heart is actually your subconscious mind. And what's going on inside in your heart is what's going on in your subconscious mind. The conditioning, the impressions, the trauma, if you have any, the pain, if you have any, the good, if you have any, the deepest thoughts, the deepest desires, all lie within your heart, which in turn lays within your subconscious mind. So if you want to change what's being impressed on your subconscious mind, then you have to condition your mind and condition your subconscious and condition your heart to new patterns, new ways of seeing things, new ways of thinking, new ways of experiencing the world. You know, change your thoughts, change your life. So like I said earlier in the beginning of this episode, that thoughts become things. You know, first things are thoughts, then they become tangible objects. So if you want to see new objects in your reality, in your outer world, then you got to change the inner world and the thoughts that happen in your inner world. And I'll admit, it's not easy. It's very difficult to take control of your thoughts and recondition all of the past patterns that we've been given growing up, that we've been given from our parents and from our loved ones and from, you know, our teachers and mentors or whoever around us, our coaches and our, you know, friends and their family and their friends and school and stuff like that, and radio and all the different popular culture throughout the years and news, et cetera, et cetera. You get the gist. So it's difficult to recondition all of that, especially if you're, you know, older and, you know, you've already had years of conditioning. It's possible, but it's difficult. So you have to be dedicated. And I'll give you some ways, you know, I'll give you some ways to recondition that subconscious mind and recondition those patterns and those conditions that you've been given since you were younger and throughout your entire life so far, right? That starts with what you put in. And you can put in, you know, books. You can put in seminars. You can put in webinars. You can put in different workshops. You can put in YouTube videos. You can put in, Hoopla, which is a library app. You're able to access hundreds of thousands of books at your fingertips, and all you need is a library card to access Hoopla. You can use Libby, hundreds of thousands of books, once again, all popular books, and some are very revered books. Some are like rarer books that you'll find in audiobook form and ebook form. And if you have a library card, then you have access to all of that, and no matter what kind of cell phone you have, even on your computer, you can access Hoopla. You have access to documentaries and movies and Lynda. Lynda is actually a paid application or a paid service, but if you have a library card, you can access Lynda for free. And what Lynda does is gives you access to free online courses. It gives you, well, actually, the courses aren't free, but they're free to you because you have the library card, which gives you access to Lynda. And these are, some of them are accredited courses. Some of them are just courses that you'll get certified for. And you want to make sure that you keep track of all of the courses and you pick a direction you want to go in. But that's some of the ways you can recondition your subconscious mind. You can also go on iTunes University. If you have an Apple phone, an iPhone, then you may or may not know, but you have iTunes University in your iPhone, which is free access to collegiate courses, online courses, business courses, cooking courses. Your niche is probably in there, and it's there's probably a lecture about it. There's probably a seminar about it. There's probably a book about it. There's probably an audio book about it. There's probably an ebook about it. There's probably a workshop about it in all those apps that I just mentioned. If you missed it, go back and listen to that and make sure you get your library card before you access some of the ones that I mentioned before. But moving forward, there are many, many ways to recondition that subconscious mind. You know, there are master classes that are available in our local communities, and there are also master classes that are available on YouTube. And if you do the right Google search, sometimes you can find the master class for free, like a replay of that class. And you'll be able to take a class for your niche from some of the biggest names in the industry, some of the biggest names in entertainment, from some of the biggest names in your particular field. You'll look and you'll say, oh my God, this is actually free. And yes, it is. But it takes the person, the seeker of the knowledge, to go find that and actually utilize it, you know, because it's all there. All the information is there. It's available. But, you know, we're being fed so many things 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that sometimes, you know, our thoughts and our mind get so clouded and cluttered with what the world wants to condition us with that we lose track of what we actually want to go for and what our true purpose is. You know, I'm going to say this throughout K through 12, you know, kindergarten through high school in 12th grade, you were, you know, sad to say, we were made to work within a company, within a corporation, within other big businesses. And they made us able to memorize and answer questions, you know, rather than think for ourselves and be independent thinkers and thought leaders and things like that. So this is taking your sovereignty back. This is actually reconditioning those patterns and saying, okay, I understand all the things that I had to learn to be a fruitful member of society, but I'm going to take matters into my own hands now and learn what it is I want to learn, sharpen my skills, and get better at my craft. You know, I know I mentioned a lot of different ways that you can elevate your game and further your learning, further your knowledge, and recondition your mind, but I'm not finished. There's more ways, and I want to give you guys as many ways as I was able to think of just for this episode without going over too long, you know, and give you guys the most value that I can come forward with. So that way, if you want to listen to this episode now, again later, and again later, you don't miss a beat. You know, if you have a pencil and pad, that'd be cool. Take that out and write down some of these ways that you can elevate your game and raise your knowledge and your skill level at your particular craft. This applies to anybody who has a skill, anybody who's looking to further their education, anyone who's a lifelong learner, anyone who enjoys reading, enjoys seminars, enjoys workshops, enjoys YouTube's, you know, YouTube videos. And now YouTube, once again, it's another platform. It's cluttered with information, and you have to discern and decide what is best for you, because there's going to be a lot of things that pop up once you start to tap into your skill set and your craft. And you're going to have to use discernment to say, okay, I'm interested in this video. It's a recommended for you video, but it's not aligned with what I'm learning right now. Today, I actually chose to learn about cooking. So I know this video looks cool about this guy eating 10,000 M&Ms, but I want to learn about cooking. So I'm not going to watch this 10,000 M&M eater. I'm actually going to learn about cooking because I can use this. I'm in culinary arts. Now, I'm not actually in culinary arts, but if you are, you get the drift. Stick to what you're learning, focus your attention, stay focused, and that laser-sharp focus will help you push through those boring moments and get to that, what they call 10,000 hours, that peak performance level where you got muscle memory now, and you realize that, okay, I can do this, and it was tough in the beginning, but now it's like second nature. Now I can play the guitar like that. Now I can produce like that. Now I can speak like this. You know, now I can cook like that. So, no pun intended. Yes, chefing it up. But you just want to always make sure that through the ads and through the, you know, the flashing lights and the shining bells, or should you say the shiny bells, we like to call them, they're distractions. And if you go back to one of the first episodes of this podcast, we talked about trivial dissertainment. And that's like more distractions, like trivia, you know, like things you don't really need to know, random things, but they pop up and they take your attention away. And I know I have more things to give you guys to elevate your game, but I just want to touch on, you know, we talked about value, right? Well, value is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Value is subject to the person. Now, if attention is, you know, if we have 24 hours in a day and attention is only so much, you know, you can be at work for this many hours. You've got to pay attention and make something to eat. You've got to pay attention and call this person, call that person. You know, you got bills to pay. You got certain responsibilities to take care of. Then you got to realize that attention is a scarce commodity. So your attention cannot be all over the place if you want to reach a particular goal. And one thing that helped me along my journey that I'd like to share with y'all now, I'm sharing a lot of things with you guys today, man. You're getting everything, all my little trades. But, you know, you keep count of how many hours you've spent studying, or how many hours you spent beating on your craft, or how many hours you spent getting at a particular skill set, and you start to keep track. So you say, okay, I know I got distracted, but I know I spent 2 hours today. Boom, write that down on a log. And, you know, and then, you know, every week it compounds and like the compound effect. And next thing you know, within 4 months, within a year, within 5 years, 2 hours turns into 3,000 hours. And you're like, oh, my God, I've been doing this long. You know, I've been feeling like I haven't gotten anywhere. But if I go back and look at what I was working on before compared to what I'm working on now, I've really gone leaps and bounds forward. And that's one way you can keep track of your progress. That's one way you can measure your growth. And I just wanted to share that with y'all. There's several metrics to success. Success is relative to the person, like I said in the beginning. Value is relative to the person, like I said in the beginning. Attention is a valuable commodity. Time is a valuable commodity. You ask the most successful people in the world, you know, what is the one resource that they wish they had more of? And none of them say money. They all say time. So we'll go with that. And to press on with some things that can help you elevate your game and help you elevate your skill sets, your craft, and et cetera, is and to recondition your mind, you know, to get back on track now. Recondition your mind and help you take control of your journey and your destiny, you know, and your thought patterns, and start to choose your thoughts consciously to help elevate your consciousness. Is disconnect, you know? It sounds so simple, but disconnect. You know, set a time of day where you don't go on your phone. You know, not just during work, when it's like a time where you have to be off of it, or else, you know, you get in trouble with the boss, or if you're your own boss, you know, you don't get as much done. Set a time throughout the day where you do not use your phone. Maybe start during food. Maybe start during your meals. Maybe you can start small and say, during each meal, I'm going to stay off my device. And then it can turn into something larger and say, okay, a few hours today, I'm going to, you know, stay off my device. And maybe before you do that, if there's some important people in your life, if you have kids, if you have a husband, if you have a wife or whatever, you can let them know, hey, I'm staying off my phone from this time to this time. So if you need me, you know, the do not disturb is going to be on, but, you know, I'll make sure it comes through. But other than that, you want to stay to your goal that you set and stay disciplined and have the self-control to stay off that device, so that way you retrain your mind and resensationalize your habits to not give in to the call. You know, like the phone, we've been conditioned in such a way where we cannot leave the house without our cell phone, and if we don't have it with us, we feel naked without it. We're like, oh my God, where's my phone? And if someone else has it, it's like, oh my God, someone else has my phone. That's my personal cyborg. That's my personal device. That's like my thing. And I can't lie. I've found the value in having a cell phone as well. So I'm just like everybody else. I'm no better than anybody else. I use my phone like everyone else does. I find my head down on my phone like everyone else. I can't leave it home like everyone else. But I started to think to myself, okay, there's limits that I have to put on using this device. You know, there's apps out there where you can limit how much time you're spending on each app. You know, if it gets out of control, and you can start to measure how much time you're spending. But that's a great way to take back your sovereignty, take back your mind power and your conditioning, and recondition things is by disconnecting. And another one is to go into nature. You know, nature is an awesome opportunity to reset and ground yourself, reground yourself and reconnect with Mother Nature, reconnect with Earth. You know, I read somewhere recently that Earth, you know, the letters that spell Earth can be rearranged into heart. And that's true. The heart of our solar system is Earth. And the heart of our Milky Way is our solar system, and the heart of our galaxy is the Milky Way, and the heart of our universe is our galaxy. So, I mean, however I said that, I might have butchered it, but y'all get the drift. You know, we're being more heart-driven human beings in this day and age, and as, you know, consciousness and things like that rise, we're following our heart more. Yes, of course, we're reasoning with our mind what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. We're discerning, and we're having the prudence and the patience to know what is for us and what isn't for us, or what is out of alignment. But it's important to recondition your mind. It's important to take back your sovereignty. It's important to say, okay, this is what I want to focus on, and this is what I want to get really, really good at. This is how I want to serve. This is how I want to provide the most value to an audience. This is how I want to leave a legacy. This is how I want to lead a legacy. This is how I want to help others. This is how I want to touch my communities, et cetera, et cetera. And you use your gift. Your gift will make room for you. So you use your gift, you use your talents to do that. Your gift will put you amongst important men and women. So you continue to use that. And once again, it'll take you to higher places. It'll elevate your game, no pun intended. So we're going to go I'm going to give you guys a couple more ways that you could recondition your mind, elevate your vibration, and take back your sovereignty and pretty much recondition your mind the way you want it. You can do it through your self-care, your self-image, you know, care for yourself, you know, be content with the unique expression of the individual that you are in this vast, infinite universe. Because although we are all human, which makes us one, we're all unique expressions, and not one person on this earth is alike. We all have different fingerprints. We all have different ways of doing things. And now it may be similar, it's different. And everyone brings something different to the table. You know, Pablo Picasso once said that every child is born an artist, but when they grow up, the trouble is reminding them that they were. So that's important. It's true. Everyone has a little bit of artist in them. Everyone has some creativity in them. And, you know, creativity can be childcare. Creativity can be how you take care of your family. Creativity can be how you paint. Creativity can be how you produce. Creativity can be how you put words together. Creativity can be how you organize a community. Creativity can be how you manage subordinates. Creativity can be how you make your job more a happier place to be, you know, or how you make your 9-to-5 a more fulfilling experience every single day, day in and day out. So to move forward, you can laugh more, bring more joy to your life. You can laugh more, and laughter does something to the brain, to the body, to the conditioning, and it dispels negative energy. So when you're laughing and you're feeling good, you're in a good space and you're at a higher vibration, you automatically tune into the higher frequencies. So you're out of the cycle of negativity and cycle of whatever's going on in the world that may have brought you down. And, you know, and it's good to, another thing I'll say, journaling. Journaling helps too. If you journal the times where your energy goes down, if you write down like, okay, this and this just happened and that made my energy go down. Or if you say, I just saw this, or I just opened this app, or I just had a conversation with somebody and it actually made me feel lower than I did before I entered that conversation. And when you recognize those things, you're able to take those steps to consciously bring your elevation, bring your energy and your frequency back up. And you're like, okay, I'm starting to get the hang of this. And the more you do it, the more you condition your mind, the more you condition your habits, the more you start to create new neural pathways. It takes 21 days to make or break a habit. It takes, 60 to 90 days to reinstate it, and that way you just don't ever think about it and you just do it. But it's all relative to the person, and how it depends on how dedicated you are and your discipline levels. Moving forward, meditation actually helps with reconditioning your mind in the way you want it, because it allows you to consciously be aware of the thoughts that you're having in your mind. You're like, okay, I'm thinking this now. Okay, I'm thinking that now. Now, I'll admit, sometimes it's hard to control the thoughts that come in your mind, but you can consciously choose the second thought instead of pulling on to that. Imagine thoughts as passing clouds or passing bus, and you're like, okay, this thought went by, that thought went by, and it's up to you to get on that bus or not, or get on that thought train or not, or that thought pattern or not, because sometimes you can think, oh man, I'm going to be late to work. And then you start to think more, if I'm late to work, this is going to happen. If I'm late to work, that's going to happen. And you start to go down that spiral and you say, okay, now if I'm late to work and this happens, then that will happen. And you just start to get down the rabbit hole of negativity. Instead of going that way, you can redirect yourself and say, I understand that I might be late to work, but I'm going to choose to think other things, and I'm going to just focus on getting there on time. Focus on how I can ensure that next time is better, or this time is even better, or how can I, you know, talk to my boss and tell her honestly, hey, I was late today and this and that, and I take full responsibility, whatever. But you got to own it at the same time. You know, there's spiritual bypassing, and that is one of the worst ways, I would say, to elevate your game, because it starts to mask over everything that you're actually feeling, mask over all your intentions, mask over the way that you present yourself, and mask over the way that you actually feel. You know, it's okay to feel bad thoughts. It's okay to say I'm not okay. It's okay to be sad sometimes. It's okay to cry sometimes. It's actually a form of release. But staying there is a choice. Okay, so staying at that low vibration is a choice. And once we realize that our emotions don't control us, we control our emotions because we can control our thoughts, then that's when we come back into our power, which is really, in turn, the God in us. And that is what this Elevated Toes Radio community is all about. You want to listen to podcasts, you want to become a bookaholic, a webinarholic, a seminarholic, a workshopaholic. You want to, you know, the same way you can become addicted to, you know, other things out there that we won't mention. You can become addicted to the good things. You know, some of the best names you know out there are addicted to what? Progress and success. So because they're addicted to those things, they continue to excel and excel and excel. So there are good habits out there you can create for yourself. One book I recommend is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen A. Covey. That's a great book. And also, I wanted to mention that when choosing a good book to read, you know, if you found a good book to read, more times than none, you can find near the end of the book references or actually other books that the author of that book recommends. So that way you'll stay within that subject matter, you'll stay within that vicinity of information, and then you can continue learning about whatever that was. And sometimes a good way to find other books, you know, when you're reading a good book and you want to continue reading more books, sometimes it's good to look at the reviews and say, okay, this book was critically acclaimed and so was a best-selling author that said this book was awesome. Who is that best-selling author that said it was awesome? Look up that name and find out whatever books that person wrote, and that will actually steer you towards more books that you may be interested in. That's just a great way to find books. You know, sometimes it's difficult to find books. Sometimes it's difficult to find things that you'll actually be interested in if you're not a fan of reading. Once you get the ball rolling, like a snowball effect, you start to see that reading's really interesting. Reading is another way to free your mind and to heighten your game and elevate your knowledge. So if you haven't fell in love with reading at this point and you want to fall in love with reading, find one good book and then look at the references. Look at the books that they recommend at the end of the book. Look at the, you know, in the apps, what books are similar, similar subject matter, and go with that. So wrapping it up, y'all, I want to add that, you know, learning a new skill, creativity, sound therapy, uplifting music, sketching, comedy, college courses, master classes, you know, and limiting your time around negative people, limiting your interaction with those that are negative. Sometimes you can't avoid it. Sometimes, you know, you open this or you go here and you're going to meet people that have their own vibration going on. But you, once again, you'll use discernment and you'll say, okay, I'm going to stay in my power. And you can even say it in your own mind. You can, you know, say some affirmations to yourself and reaffirm that I am at a high vibration of love right now, and I refuse to let any negative vibrations around me bring me down. You can search on Pinterest, you can search on, you know, YouTube, you can search on Apple Music, and, you know, none of these people are giving me anything right now, but I just want to give you guys all the tools in my tool belt and all the resources in my tool belt that I have at the moment to help you guys elevate your game and stay within your sovereignty and condition your mind the way you want to condition it and stay at an elevated energetic level that you want to be at. You know, experience the most joy you can, experience the most love you can, experience the most peace you can, experience the most success you can. You know, you ever had a great day? You ever had a day start off really amazing and then that entire day was, you know, miracle after miracle, or good event after good event after good event after good event? So the way you start your mornings is very imperative to the way the rest of your day is going to go, the tone of your day. So it's pretty paradoxical that I'm ending this podcast with the way you start your mornings is almost the most important part of this entire episode here. You know, it's almost the most important part of keeping your vibration where you want it. If you start your morning by checking your phone and checking what happened last night or checking what happened while you were sleeping, you're taking a big chance there because you don't know what you're going to find. But if you purposely choose to start your morning with some affirmations, some prayer, setting intentions, journaling, a cold shower, a hot shower, you know, you're getting your clothes ready or getting your food ready, you know, setting your clocks and your alarms for throughout the day, setting your apps up, and maybe reviewing what you did the day before, maybe writing down any dreams you had throughout the night. You know, when you start your day with intention and you start your day on your terms, then you can finish the day on your terms. And that's the point of this episode right here, y'all. Elevated Toes Radio, if you found some value in this episode and think that somebody else can benefit from listening, and tell a friend to tell a friend. So I don't really ask you guys for much, you know, but all I want to ask for you guys, you know, if you found value in this particular podcast and whatever, to bring me a friend, you know, bring me one friend for all you people listening out there. That's all I ask. I'm giving you some homework. Bring me one friend that you think would be interested in upping their skills at their craft, or interested in hearing a podcast like this on consciousness and spirituality and reading and seminars and, you know, life, elevating your lifestyle. If you could think someone would be very interested into this and you found this compelling, you found this something that you're going to listen to a few times, maybe to capture what we really put in there and to pick up what we put down, then go ahead, man, bring me a friend or two. I say bring me one, but, you know, everything you give comes back to you multiplied. So the good you give comes back to you multiplied. Let's all remember that. The good that I give to the universe comes back to me multiplied in enjoyment. The good that I give to the universe comes back to me multiplied in enjoyment, in health, and in good health, and in happiness, and in love, and prosperity, and success, and peace. So without further ado, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know the podcast that gets high when they go low. Elevated Toes, what? Radio. It's your host, Nigel Jamal, signing off. Yes! It's your boy. If you made it this far into today's episode, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to extend my gratitude and my deepest appreciation for your listening and for your ear, for your time. I'd like to also reward you for making it this far into the episode, all the way to the end, with one of our elevated Easter eggs. You know, on that note, we'll end this show with a quote. And today's quote is, work with what you have and you'll find more tools along the way. Now, if you think about video games, if you ever played an adventure game, I'm going to use Zelda, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time as an example. You started out the game with no weapons, no tools, no power-ups, low status. And pretty much you have to work throughout the game to get every power up and every item that's laid out throughout the adventure. And in order to get the new items and the different power ups, you have to advance through the different dungeons and different maps and different areas of the game. You have to overcome the different challenges and the different obstacles that the adventure has to offer. And if you think of life as one big adventure, and our journey of entrepreneurship, or our journey of spirituality, or our journey to becoming a master at our craft, then you can really find the correlation in an adventure game and your journey. And that is that if you work with what you got in the beginning, you're going to find more tools and better tools along the way. You just have to get started. The lack of resources actually forces us to get more creative with what we do have. And in turn, we end up becoming better in the long run at what it is we're doing because we learned how to work with a little bit. So when we are given a lot, then we'll know how to work with that and we'll be better equipped to work with the new items, new tools, and new power-ups that come along the way. And you know, throughout the journey, you meet people that help you. You meet people that give you certain knowledge gems and tidbits, and you gain experience as you overcome each obstacle, and you learn from each mistake, and you learn from each thing that you had to go through in your journey. And you know, to finish the adventure, you have to play through the game. And you know, for all of you sticklers out there who like to use game sharks and cheat codes, I'll say this: it's possible that you can get cheat codes to make the game easier. You know, you can pay your way to advance quicker, or to have some of the status items earlier than someone else who just works through the adventure as the game planned. But you still have to go through the adventure. You still have to go through each experience, whether you have all the tools or whether you have a limited amount of tools. You still have to go through the entire adventure and play through the game in order to finish the game. So I wanted to leave you guys with that little tidbit. Hope it was helpful. Hope this episode was helpful. Thank you if you referred a friend. Thank you if you shared this. Thank you just for listening. Thank you for tuning in to our Elevated Toes community. If this is your first time listening, you know how to get in touch with us. Elevated Toes Pod on Twitter, Elevated Toes Radio on Insta. You know, like us on Facebook. And you know, send us your thoughts, send us your questions. Let us know what you'd like to hear more of. Let us know what you're working on. Let us know what we can do better. And let us know how we're impacting you guys, whether good, whether bad, or in any ways that we can improve. You can expect new episodes from us every Wednesday. And if anything else comes out any other day of the week, that'd just be a bonus. But you can start to expect new episodes from us every Wednesday. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Elevated Toes Radio. You already know, the podcast that gets high when they go low. Yes.